Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of April 2020. Delhi High Court has refused to grant interim bail to Christian Michael, who is charged with money laundering in the Augusta Westland case. The court noted that Michael's apprehension of catching COVID-19 virus due to the overcrowding of prison and his vulnerable age is unfounded. Calcutta High Court has taken a Resu Omato case on measures to be taken to protect children lodged in protection homes from the coronavirus. The court will consider the matter titled Contagion of COVID-19 Virus in Children Protection Homes through video conferencing on the 8th of April, 2020. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to submit an interim report with regard to availability of personal protective equipments, PPEs, to healthcare workers throughout the state of Telangana and concrete steps pertaining to availability of daily consumable items to the public at large. Kerala High Court has constituted a special bench to hear bail applications. The court has started hearing bail applications from the 6th of April, 2020 through video conferencing. Supreme Court has said that every individual and institution must implement government steps meant to reduce the COVID-19 spread. The court further stated that it is necessary courts at all levels respond to the call of social distancing as a matter of duty and not discretion. Kerala High Court has observed that the choice to rear pets is traceable to fundamental right to privacy under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Telangana High Court has asked all the juvenile justice boards and children courts in the state to file a status report in terms of the Supreme Court order dated the 3rd of April, 2020, regarding measures to be taken to protect children in conflict with law. Union Cabinet has approved an ordinance to reduce the salary of members of parliament by 30% in view of the economic slump caused by the COVID-19 lockdown. The reduction will take effect from the 1st of April, 2020, and will remain in force for a year. The salaries and allowances of Prime Minister and Union Ministers will also be reduced by 30% for 1 year,